Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Some speculation for you. Also known as, this will not be admitted, but that doesn't mean it's not true. Tucker Carlson out at Fox. I want you to think through this. Supposedly, one of the last times he was on the air, he at least insinuated, if not said outright, that, there were cowards amongst his ranks there at Fox News. So I am telling you that this is likely what happened. McCarthy, who should not have been speaker, the non-rhinos in the House knew better. They should have trusted their instincts. The reason they didn't want a California rhino Republican as the speaker, that's why they didn't put him in, and they didn't put him in, and only after historic negotiations, only if you promise to do this. And then, of course, McCarthy's not doing it. So what are we doing? Only if you promise to release a January 6th footage. Now, I want you to think about this. If the Democrats had even one shooting by a police officer where they then got told by the authorities, we're not going to release the footage. We're not going to release the footage. What would they think? And here we have the historic event, the, quote, insurrection. What could be more important than the footage? No, we're not talking about, oh, did they get into the underground bunker? Obviously, none of these tourist, quote, insurrectionists did. We're talking about the public spaces that you and I can go into on a tour of the Capitol. All of that footage has to be public domain because it is the people's house. And around the biggest alleged event in the history of the country, as far as the country was almost overturned, it was an insurrection. Words mean things, you're a liar. It was not an insurrection. And the footage shows that. Yet McCarthy, instead of just releasing the footage, it's like, well, we'll give it to Fox News and Tucker Carlson. Wonder what's going on here. Tucker Carlson's going to look at it for us. But of course, he's still employed by Fox News. Do you think maybe it's that Tucker Carlson got to see some of the things, but he still felt like, well, you know, I think what we should do is just like, I don't know, I have a special. I mean, just release it. We have it. The idea was to release it anyway. Why should I just be dribbling out some ideas? And yet he's still got an employer, all right? And they're like, I don't think so, Tucker. Or maybe Tucker kept wanting to make more points, the most cogent points, a la Epps and the like, and all of that footage and all of the other pieces that the connections that you and I basically get to make off public, off of the cell phone footage, but that is even more so made by all of the footage. So what really happened, most likely, is that Tucker Carlson said, I have the duty to go over this and talk about the most relevant information. And then Fox News, cowards that they are, said, I don't think so, Tucker. And what's the kicker here? The kicker is those dumbasses just gave $787 million to Dominion Voting for allegedly pushing the idea that Dominion voting machines could have something to do with election fraud. Oh, they could. So the same cowards at Fox News that said, oh, talking about weaknesses in voting systems? Yeah, that's election interference. No, weaknesses in voting systems is election interference. No voting system should even have those weaknesses. And for them to be in the design on purpose is practical election interference. And again, I don't know if it's Dominion, but I know that some people have found the Dominion voting does this type of thing. It is hackable. It has Wi-Fi capabilities, which is insane. Why would you not just hardwire it? Why would you put any Wi-Fi capabilities to it? It has calculation functions. Insane. It should have summing functions only. Very simply. It just needs to add one by one to get a sum. That's it. If you can go times 1.05, you have just increased votes by 5%. With a simple calculation, take out the calculation possibilities. So Fox News, cowardly, settling a suit with Dominion for talking about the most important thing there can be in a republic. That is, whether or not who we meant to vote in to represent us is actually who ended up being voted in once the votes were tallied through the system. Same as 2,000 mules. You know, Fox News isn't going to touch 2,000 mules either, most likely. They're going to give in to Dominion voting systems, scam, legal terrorism lawsuit. This is what the illegal, the corrupt do. When you point out their corruption, they come at you 10 times as hard. And you have to not give in, because bullies bully more once they know you will allow them to bully. So what really happened, Fox News, you vast fools and cowards, is that I basically guarantee this is it. Tucker Carlson's like, yeah, I got all this footage. I guess I get to go through it. Oh, this is good. This is important. This is important. And at some point, he may even said, well, why don't we just release it? I mean, that's what McCarthy was supposed to do anyway. And he said, how do we get around this releasing all of it? I mean, show the highlights. And now Fox News will set on this. That's the problem. They'll set on it. And honestly, Tucker Carlson should just say, hey, just turn whistleblower. It's public footage. And then when he does, someone will say he's the problem. Just like the person who pointed out and told the world that Biden in cahoots with who knows what selective Republican said, yeah, I'm in on the secret, then I guess I'm okay with the secret. No, that they put U.S. troops on the ground. And now we don't, apparently, Americans aren't worthy of knowing the exact nature of it. And they're still stalling on that. So how are we going to get to the bottom of any of this? We won't release the January 6th footage. The election was stolen. It was. Just all you got to do is the math on the 2,000 mules. That's it. Just those five or six metropolitan areas were enough to swing the vote. Assuming there were no other democratically run cities that that had similar, if smaller scale type things going on. Obviously there were. It's just a matter of how many. Just those were enough to swing the vote. So the election was stolen. We all know about, hey, everything shuts down at night. We all know about the, all of a sudden, about the exact equal number of votes switch between two reports on what the voting is, and Trump's goes down and basement Biden's goes up. Laptop Biden, ear sniffing, a girl sniffing Biden. We know, so this is what's happening. The corrupt are pushing it more and more and more. And the few that are supposed to stand in our stead, like Fox News, well, I mean, you know, it's a weak facsimile, but it's something, right? Then they just don't do it. Here's the thing that's the problem. The problem is this, that it's not even that the Senate and the House are rigged with rhinos and the like, where they don't seem to care to actually just do the proper thing. That is, put this president on treason charges and get him out. He's clearly corrupted and bought off and does not have allegiances to the U.S. But it's not even that they don't care to follow through. It's that they don't care that you don't care. I'm sorry. So let me say that again. They don't care that you care. When you show that you care, they just ignore you. It's where we are. Tucker Carlson, hopefully, you know, unfortunately, all of the voices end up having to go to InfoWars. Freaking, I think Ron Paul is posting at InfoWars now. I say, unfortunately, it is what it is. I'm as happy as anyone that InfoWars has continued to survive because they're unapologetic. Again, I don't watch them all the time. In fact, I rarely watch them. I rarely go to their site, although I am seeing a little bit more of their stuff because of the Telegram feed. I am following their Telegram feed. But there you go, guys. Tucker Carlson, I'm telling you that's what's happening. What else is going on? He has the January 6th footage. They're slow rolling it and stopping it, partially because they're worried about another suit after they, quote, got sued or settled for $750 million. They're nothing but cowards. The writing was on the wall when they settled for covering election fraud possibilities, the most important thing in a republic. And as soon as that, the writing was on the wall, most likely then, Tucker Carlson said, you did what? You did what? Here I am in charge. I've been given the role to help us understand this January 6th footage, and you give in to Dominion voting machines? Dominion literally means rule. Again, I said it before, not AccuVote, not precision ballots, Dominion. Yeah, I think that's it. Tucker Carlson said, no way. No way. So, guys, what I want to do, I understand that you're my employer, but I'm kind of a big deal, and I've been given a very important duty. We have to get this out. Do we believe in what we say we believe in, or are we just going to fuck around? And the answer is Tucker Carlson out at Fox News. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley here at the Scales of Truth.